this piece is called Mother Springhouse, and it was made by Richard Cleaver. When you first take a glimpse at it, it looks almost like a Christmas piece, which is what I first thought it was. In the middle, there's it somewhat looks like a podium, and on top of it, there is an African-American nursemaid standing on it, and she is carrying with her a white boy, and his face has been opened to reveal an African boy inside. And on both her sides are two girls who are guarding her, you can say. Everything is kind of symmetrical, and so it's bronze. It's really bronze. It's like it's decorated with crystals and pearls and wood. And at the top there is a nest with four eggs inside of it and a butterfly guarding it. So.
I think the butterflies mean a lot of, like, about freedom. Because she is an African-American woman. She is enslaved, and there is ties that make her stay where she is because she's not free. And these butterflies kind of, it's like a bittersweet symbolism of freedom and wanting to be free. Yeah.
Well, I think that the fact that this is one of the pieces that has the most people in it, it's kind of ironic because it's showing what people are capable of. Yeah, I don't know. This one makes me mad.
This art is very, very bittersweet because this was real and it wasn't as pretty as this sculpture is. And it's just, it's kind of putting it into the form of art instead of like the really disgusting thing that it was. And it was real, and it was a thing, and people were doing this to other people for like more than we know, and it's just, yeah.
And it wasn't as beautiful as this. Like, this is, like you said, a shiny piece, and slavery wasn't, as Lupe said, like as beautiful as this piece is. Like, it was something that we had to, and people had to endure it. Like, they were treated like dogs, they were treated like animals, and that is not what humans should be treated as.
I think the fact that she's a woman has to do a lot with the women back then. They were, like, raped, they were stripped away from their rights, and this is what the child might be representing, because behind that white face is a black one. And yeah, women of color were treated badly and were raped most of the time by their slave owners, and I think that's just, like, awful.